Demetaro, he's looking for screwdrivers. See if you can find utility knives, those little razor knives. Yeah.
Construction management professors David Doubledy and Dimitar Todorov sifted through the tool shed last week, gathering supplies for the trip to Houston to help rebuild after Hurricane Harvey.
Here's four hacksaws.
27 students will pack into a bus with their air mattresses and hard hats to take the long drive down to Texas. The students will spend 3 days helping people who have lost their homes, businesses, and personal belongings after the natural disaster. Double D says this trip will open students' eyes and expose them to something they have not dealt with before.
They're going to see firsthand what a real disaster looks like. Okay, pictures are not worth 1,000 words in this case.
Senior Justin Ramsen is an exception. As a volunteer fireman, he's helped with disaster relief efforts before, but nothing like this.
I've seen some of the devastation a hurricane can produce, but being Category 5, I can only imagine it's just annihilated down there and people should be devastated.
Ramsden thinks his classes have prepared him for what the group will be doing in Texas.
Through some of the coursework we've had, we've learned different building materials, different loads and dangers and what to look out for.
The students anticipate hard labor, but say they're ready for the challenge. While the professors will be bringing their expertise, sophomore Mike D'Elia will bring his muscles.
Cutting sheetrock, pulling up floors, depending on, how big the house is or how high the floodwaters were. It could be that we're going into, ceilings, ripping sheetrock out of there.
The effort is being coordinated through a group called Samaritan's Purse, which needs tools and building materials to put the city back together. After the students leave, the college will donate the tools they brought with them.
They didn't want food, they didn't want blankets, they didn't want water. They said, we need tools because of the nature of what they're doing down there.
Double D is a Houston native who knows firsthand what the flooding and destruction is going to look like.
Personally, I've got family down there, and my daughter, she lost everything, in their house. They had 5 foot of water on the first floor.
The storm also destroyed some of his daughter's most valuable belongings.
I spent all summer building this china cabinet for her. That china cabinet's ruined. It's gone. So, practice makes perfect.
Taking a week off from school and life at home is a sacrifice, but Justin Ramsen says the benefits are worth it.
It's all about going down there and showing unity, showing the affected individuals that, we may be from different parts of the nation, but we are one nation and we do care. We help each other.
Although the nature of the work may still be a mystery to these students, the one thing they do know is their time spent in Houston will be well worth the trip. For WAMC, I'm Brianna Greco with the New York Reporting Project at Utica College.